News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And right now it is time for our good friend, Christina Leavenworth, who is here with the Leavenworth team with Levin Rinke Realty. Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. We were just talking before we went on the air. I said, what is it about this week? The temperature changing.
Is there a full moon?
Something.
I don't know.
I felt a little off all week.
We've been feeling so busy.
Are you busy?
I mean, I think because maybe spring break is coming up next week and everyone wants to squeeze their appointments in this week.
That's true.
But a lot of people coming in town.
Yep,
already. Buy as well, like next week and following weeks. It's been crazy busy. It feels busier than ever, but also like the time change and then this weird weather that just happened in the last hour.
It's the time change.
It might be that.
Because I don't do well with that. I'm not a morning person. So if you take an hour of sleep away from me, No.
Yeah. I mean, we all voted for this to stop.
I did. I know.
We all voted. So every year I'm like, why does this keep happening? I really don't know why.
I don't know either, but we're adjusting. But like you said, the weather too, it really dropped this morning.
Yeah, it was so weird. I had on like a cute little dress and heels and I was like, oh my gosh, I need to throw some pants on and a jacket.
Yes, I got my heavy sweater on too. So, well, we'll get through it, Christina.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, for folks that don't know who you are, tell us a little bit about Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team.
Yeah, so I'm Christina Leavenworth, your favorite realtor in Pensacola. I really like to just say, I am a real estate geek. I am constantly listening to podcasts everywhere I go to the point where my daughter is like, oh, mommy, can't we just listen to music? but I'm a real estate geek. I run the Real Estate Rockstars podcast, the number one podcast in America for real estate.
Really?
But we're the number one team here. And
we really take
that with so much humility. Like, we're so thankful for all the people that trust us because you're hiring us for a really important job.
Right.
This is your home.
Right.
Either you're selling it or you're buying one. And we take the weight of that very seriously. And I'm in a bunch of different networking groups. And we had to do a presentation on ourselves. And I really think when they asked what's different, I'm like, we're challenging the status quo in real estate. Where people were a little lazy or doing different things. It's like, that doesn't make sense. We want to know what your final numbers are at least 2 weeks before closing from the title company. We want to get a closing time and date on your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people don't do it until 2 days before closing.
For me, that
wouldn't work. That doesn't work. So just challenge, that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
How can we make it better?
Mm-hmm.
And we've been able to make a lot of things better. And we have great systems in place to make it so it works. It works. And we just love it. We're obsessed.
Well, what I've learned about you is you really pay attention to the details from start to finish.
Absolutely. It's so important. And someone was telling me they're a roofer. They're like, you won't believe how many realtors are calling me 4 days before closing and saying, oh my gosh, we need a new roof on.
Oh my gosh.
We are dealing with that in the listing appointment. What year is your roof? Let's go ahead and get a quote. Let's find out all the things, because there's so many things in life that do come out of left field. If we can control as few of those happening as possible, let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're constantly doing that. We have a whole booklet on the home where we have every detail about it. It's all very important.
Okay. So how are we doing on the interest rates? That's always the question that comes up when you're here.
Yeah. So government, when we say government, that's VA loans or FHA. So they're backed by the government. Those are at 5.875, which is really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I know for people that had the 2% and 3%, you're like, not so much. But compared to 7.5%, where we were about a year and a half ago, that's huge. And then conventional loans, about 6.25.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a big difference in your mortgage. And we still have options to have where sellers can buy down your rate. We have builders giving out 3.9% interest rates. We have some loans where you can assume them and get their 3% interest rate.
Right, of course.
So we know all those things. And that's why we just always encourage, if you have any sort of real estate goals or even questions in mind, to put us on speed dial because we can help you with that. The worst thing is you don't know. And you go, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that was an option. I didn't know there's free money out there for down payment.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't do that. And maybe you put yourself in a bind. And our number is 850.
I was just going to say, what's that number?
Yeah, 850-378-1260. And just put that in your phone as Christina Leavenworth And that rings out to my entire team. So someone is going to pick up and help you. We are here to help you. If you're not even looking to buy or sell, doesn't matter. We just want to be your go-to person.
That's awesome. That's why it makes you the best realtors.
Well, we care so much about people. We really do. And I hate when they make mistakes that could have easily been prevented just with a phone call from us. Like, I had someone who really got, like, you know, scammed by some movers.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, I wish you would have asked me. They're like, we just didn't realize that maybe you would have movers in another state. I was like, well, yes, my relationships with movers here, they have people.
Right,
and
of course.
And so I was like, call me for everything. Call me for your hair, lady. You don't want to move here and then have your hair messed up. Call me for all those things. And we really do love doing that. That's our favorite.
Well, if you have a question for Christina, 850-437-1620, this is Pep Talk, expert panel. And believe me, I've known her a long time. She is an expert on real estate. So spring is here, sort of.
Maybe not so much today, but
this is the time of year where people are moving, they're transitioning. The kids, once we get into April, May, the kids will be possibly leaving school. So what do you
I can explain
do
why
do you have a strategy for when is the best time to list?
And I can explain why this works, because a lot of people are like, why is spring a popular time of year? Because right now people are trying to secure their housing, so once summer hits, kids can move, get integrated in that new neighborhood. That's a big part of it. Also, it's also the weather.
Right.
Up north, it's still really cold. And they're like, oh, it's warmer down there. They're sick of their weather. I have so many people calling me. I was like, so why the move? They're like, did you look at where I live? And I go, okay, fair enough. I get it. But they really want to secure that. So our kids here get out of school in late May, and parents want to get up and go. So if you wait too long, then you're getting into the new school year. Because if you start looking now, you probably can close in May or June. Mm-hmm. If you go further than that, you're going to be pushing August, September. And really, people want to move when things are a little slower. You're not having to take the kids to school, to all the sports, to everything, and utilize that transition.
And we see that
all the time. So, you know, we tell people to get their homes on the market sooner than later. So in case anything happens during the transaction, we still have time to get a backup offer, or we have time to get it back under contract without missing that busy season. A lot of people are like, oh, isn't it like super busy in the summer in Florida? It's not. It's so hot.
That's true. I mean,
in June, it's kind of busy, but come July, like around Blue Angels, it comes to a halt because so many people are traveling. They're going on their family vacations. Exactly. And it's just so dang hot here. So we kind of see that slow down up until when school starts again, and then we see it start to pick up in September.
Wow. Okay. So when I come to you and say, okay, I'm thinking about maybe possibly selling my home, how do you handle that?
Well, we just want to meet with you. We want to see your home. We want to come up with a good value, figure out if there's anything that needs to be done to really get you top value. And we talk. We have a conversation, and we see whether it works for you or not. Find out why you're wanting to move. Are you just hating your house because you have pink walls? If so, we're going to give you a painter. Like, stay in your house. You don't need to go anywhere. But we really just talk with you and figure out what is best for you. But I was looking at an article before we got on, and it was like, what is the best day to list your home? And this is one of my favorite things to talk about.
Yes.
And it was interesting. This article was a little bit different than what I think. The end of the article was really like, it doesn't matter. But it does to me. So we like to get homes listed on a Wednesday.
Interesting.
So we typically get photos on a Monday. We get them back by Tuesday by our amazing professional photographer. If your realtor is not using a professional photographer, fire them right now. Just saying that, there's plenty that do, but photos matter. People are going to fall in love with your home online. And if they fall in love online, they'll come in and make an offer. You need good photos. That's 100%.
Great
advice. No cell phone can do that. No cell phone can do what my photographer would do. So get the professional photos, and then we have it go live on a Wednesday, and then we have open houses planned for the weekend. And my theory is a lot of weekends, people are with their families. They're doing stuff. They're more unplugged. Monday and Tuesday, it's back to work, it's busy, you're like, ah. And then come Wednesday, things start to simmer down a bit. And you're like, okay, let me check out Zillow. Let me check out what's happening. And you start to plan your weekend. And you start sharing those homes with your spouse, being like, I like this one. So we like to list on a Wednesday. The other like article, they said Thursday. I could be on board with Thursday. One said Friday, and I'm like, no way.
No.
Because if it lists, it takes a while for it to syndicate to all the sites. Like when we put it in our area, like MLS, that's what it's called, it goes out to thousands and thousands of sites. And it takes a second for that to happen. And if I'm doing that Friday and I hope to have an open house Saturday,
it's not enough time for people to see it.
And then we use retargeting. We use different like services from Zillow where we pay a lot of money for them to also email out to anyone interested. Mm-hmm. We need to allow those systems to have time to work.
Okay, we've got a text in from one of our listeners. And if you have a question for Christina, all you have to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. This listener says, my mid-20s niece and husband want a starter house. Is it best to buy new construction house with that low interest rate you were just talking about?
I think it's a great idea. I think for many reasons, you can budget a whole lot better because you're not going to have a million things come up in the first year as far as things breaking. Your bills are going to be a lot lower because it's new construction. It's energy efficient. Your insurance is going to be typically under $1,000 a year.
That's great.
I'm a big fan of it for first homes because, and also you can build a lot of equity. And I love it. And this is, if someone lets us get in and help them, if you buy one of these new construction homes, they're kind of cookie cutter, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And you're not really allowed to change much. But if you have any sort of eye, or if you get into it or you hire a designer, maybe just adding some pendant lights over the island or a little, like go to Ross or TJ Maxx and get, you know, pretty mirrors versus the standard builder mirrors. Mm-hmm. It goes so far with new construction. And you can make your home so much more valuable very quickly.
Well, and make it your own.
Make it your own.
Really make it your own. You have the freedom to do that. But I like the idea that everything's new. The appliances, yes. The air conditioning system, all the things that it's wonderful when you get a vintage home. There's a lot to be said for that. But getting a new home when you're new at the whole process is probably not a bad idea.
Yes. And also it comes with a warranty. So you get a 1-year warranty for all those components, which is huge.
Okay, we're talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty, and she is our expert on the expert panel this morning. So if you do have a question, 850-437-1620.
And with that new construction, a lot of people think they have to go direct to the builder. We highly suggest you don't do that. Come to us because we have relationships with them. Mm-hmm. They pay us. You're not paying us here. And we can sometimes negotiate you way better things. We can get you more closing costs. We can get you maybe all your blinds included, a refrigerator, talk about those interest rates. It's just better to work with us. And I always recommend a home inspection. I do.
Absolutely.
Even though it's brand new and yes, they'll come and they'll fix things. You have way more power if it's before closing versus after. And we had one where there was a pipe leaking. Just a little bit, but enough where the inspector was like, hey, it's damp under this carpet. We didn't feel it with our shoes and everything.
Sure.
He did. And they ended up replacing the flooring, the baseboards, the sheetrock, everything. Versus after the fact, I probably, due to my relationships, could have pushed it. But now you have your stuff in there. Your kids are in there. It's in your space. It's just better to do it up front. So we highly recommend with that. And then, yeah, whenever you walk through there, we have blue tape.
And I was just going to ask
you. Yeah, we make it look perfect. So definitely let us know because we have those great relationships to make it a better process for you.
Okay. I was going to just ask you about it, but you mentioned it. Blue tape. What do you mean when you say that?
So this is only something you can do on new construction. You can't do this on existing homes. Okay. Not at all. But it's your one time to try to make it as perfect as possible. If there's a divot in the sheetrock you don't like, blue tape. If you think there should be more paint on it, blue tape. If the blinds open a little funny. So we go through there and do all that stuff. It's more cosmetic than it is. The home inspector's looking at things that are, you know, the appliances,
systems,
the components and systems,
AC and
roofs. Mm-hmm. But we're looking for anything cosmetic. Like, hey, I think this needs to be pressure washed. I think that plant looks like it's dying. I mean, that nitty gritty. And I don't think they like it when we come in. But we come in and we're the bad guy for you. Because a lot of times the buyer, they're like, oh, I feel bad. I'm like, don't feel bad. They have their subs. They're going to come out. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Like, don't feel bad. We got this. And so we do that all day, every day. So if you're wanting new construction, we can certainly help.
Okay. Well, I'm very curious because with this beautiful area that we live in, there's so many choices from new construction to the beach to the bayou to rural to the country. Do you see any trends right now in terms of where people are wanting to locate these days?
Oh, man. So I have a little YouTube channel where, like, it's so crazy. Like, people in other states that are cold at nighttime, they don't watch TV. They watch YouTube, and they figure out where they want to live. And some consultant told me to do this, and I was like, that sounds silly.
You do great on TV. You do have that experience.
Honestly,
that helps.
Meg, I'm not doing good here. This is like I'm rushing through it with
really?
My hot mess, Christina.
I see your Facebook, though,
well,
video.
Better. No, this is me doing it so fast, and it's like pros and cons of Pensacola. And they put it the way the algorithm works, it finds those people in cold climates. It does not come to our people here because you already live here. But it's so interesting how they watch this, and a lot of people are moving here, like buying a home the first time they get here. And it's so strange because when they see the videos, they're like, yeah, you made it clear this isn't South Florida. I'm like, it's not.
No.
And they're like, we like that. We like how it's more conservative. We like how, you know, it's a church community.
Well, you do have seasons here, too.
And you have seasons and
but
different
not extreme,
things.
Really.
Yeah.
You know, except for the rare exception every two decades.
Yeah. So it's like, we don't have a lot of nightclubs and things. And they're like, good, we don't want them.
Family-oriented.
Yeah, it's very family.
Area.
So it's so interesting. So, yeah, we have a lot of people in cold climates that are like, Pensacola is for me. So on those, I mean, I have a lot of families that are really wanting, you know, where there's schools that have good reputations. Pace, of course. Pace is just constantly growing, and there's some great subdivisions there with like pickleball courts and a pool, and you have a community like clubhouse and a workout room, and you can get in there for, you know, an affordable price and those 3.9% interest rates. That's a really cool community. There's a lot all over, but I mean, Cordova Park, East Hill is always fun. People always love how walkable that is. Gulf Breeze. But you see it all over. I think, you know, going up to like Molino or, you know, Jay, that's different people that want more acreage stuff. And it's just not as many. But all the places that people have always liked, people still like.
Well, and it's interesting because as Pensacola has grown, I'm just amazed. I don't get to certain areas that often. I stay in sort of my little neighborhood, but I was driving around the other day and I got over to the northwest side and thought, oh my gosh, it was so much had developed there.
Beulah,
a different city. Yeah.
Beulah, Iron Rock out there, beautiful. So many great areas. A big thing we have is people moving like from Colorado, and they're coming from like a 6,000 or 7,000 square foot house. And that's not a common product we have here. But Iron Rock has some larger homes and different things that are closer to what they're looking for, like a master planned community. And you really see those in Texas too.
Interesting.
And we have, you know, subdivisions, but where it's like master plan, like Nature Trail. That would be one that they're kind of used to in their community. So we have Nature Trail, but Iron Rock has popped up. There's other ones like out in Pace and everything that some of these people are wanting, but they might want new. And so Iron Rock is our new one that has that going on. Lakes of Woodbine as well. So, I mean, we have some cool communities going up.
Okay. So about your own properties that you have on the market right now, anything we should look out for?
We have so many great properties. We have 12 acres in Gulf Breeze.
I saw that. I thought, where is this house?
It's off of Soundside.
Where in the world is this house?
It has a pond. It has a pond. It has two barns. You can have horses.
When I saw the two barns, I went, wait a minute. This isn't in the proper.
No, it's not in the proper, but it's a great area. I mean, it's right across from the water. 12 acres. That's 5144 Soundside. That's an awesome one. We have all sorts of great homes on the market right now. We just got one under contract in East Hill that had a pool that was gorgeous.
Do you have condos too?
Yeah, we have condos out in Orange Beach. We have a condo on Pensacola Beach. It is huge. It's over 3,000 square feet.
What?
And it's at Emerald Dolphin where they combined a few. It has the biggest balcony like in our area.
Really?
Because it's so huge. And that is that part of Pensacola Beach. Nothing's going to be built in front of it. Pensacola Beach has the building cap and everything. We have one out, you know, at Emerald Isle. That's a huge corner unit. That's stunning. And I have a really beautiful Gulf Front townhome. And this was like designed by like luxury designers. There's two community pools. It has the prettiest views of any townhome on the beach. That's at 2.2. It's gorgeous. So, I mean, we have a ton of great properties.
So where do I go if I want to find your listing?
If you go to like bestrealtorsinpensacola.com, they're all right there. If you just, there's like a hover thing, like my listings, but we can sell you anything. We can sell you anything. That's how the market works. So we can sell you any home you're interested in. You can just screenshot it to us and say, I want to buy this. Help me. And that number is 850-378-1260. Or if you're like, I want to buy this one day. Help me.
And how do I get there?
We can help you. I wish there were so many things that like I know now that I knew when I was buying my first house.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Like, I didn't know how, like, especially like when I was young, how there's down payment assistance, there's bond money, and that stuff typically applies close. I mean, first time home buyers, or if you haven't owned a home in like 3 years.
Right.
So if you're, you know, selling a house, buying a house, it doesn't apply to you. But just understanding it, you don't have to sell your home to buy a new one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think they have to do that. We just need to talk to you and figure out your goals. A lot of lenders can do something called a rent assessment where they offset your debt to income ratio.
Interesting.
I mean, it's a puzzle. Uh-huh. And that's what's so fun about real estate. If you let us know your goals, we look at the puzzle and we figure out how to make it make sense for you. And by moving those different parts around, like, yeah, maybe you don't want to rent your home out, but you also don't really want to sell it before you buy your new one.
Mm-hmm.
We have options for you.
Interesting.
And again, I think I'm going to get way too technical and deep if I go into all that nerdy stuff.
Right.
But there's so many ways. And I think so many, and a lot of people think they need 20% down to buy a home.
That's what you hear.
Yeah, you absolutely
That's the word on the street.
There's tons and tons of programs, zero down.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can get the seller to cover every penny of your closing costs.
Wow. Okay.
So there's so many different things. And I've told like a lot of people, I'm like, honestly, like, and especially it depends on your situation. But if I was younger, wasn't married, didn't have a kid, I would be like, free house? Heck yeah. Like when you have more responsibility, there are other things you're looking at
as far
as their life. But if it was just you and you're like, man, this one makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if you live in it for 3 or 4 years and then can rent it out later. We honestly just want people, the best thing is just someone that wants to talk real estate.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk all day long and we'll help in any way.
And this community has a lot of veterans and people that are retiring
Absolutely.
Here as well. So I imagine their situation might be a little bit different, but I do know there's a lot of options out there.
So many options. And being a veteran, you get to utilize the VA loan, which is zero down, and it's a great benefit to have. So we know all these things like the back of our hand. And I know for someone brand new, it's complicated. It's kind of scary.
It has been changing a lot lately, too.
Yeah, it's all these acronyms, and they're like, what does that mean? We know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got you, and we'll help you buy a home, sell a home. And honestly, we just want to be a resource. That's our goal. We want to become friends. And then down the road, if you need to buy or sell, or if you have a friend, definitely give them our name and number.
Okay, and what is that?
Christina Leavenworth. Just Google it and follow me on social. That's really fun. It's
she
a great
is
way
great.
To connect.
She has great posts on Facebook.
It's a great way to connect. It's a great way to like get to know each other and connect. And sometimes people don't want to pick up the phone. So you can just send me a DM.
Mm-hmm.
Like if that's easier and it's a lower barrier to entry, just send me a DM. Like, what do you think about this?
Direct message in case you don't
know. Yes, direct message.
We have a lot of acronyms on this show, depending on who's sitting in your seat.
Yes, I bet. So, yeah, just on Facebook, Instagram, wherever. But the phone number is 850-378-1260. And that goes to my entire team. Everyone are full-time agents. They're passionate about real estate. And we have meetings where someone the other day was like, I've never experienced a team like you guys. It was a vendor. And
oh,
he's
wow.
like, you guys are so intense. I'm like, yes. He's like, literally, before I could get 5 words out of my mouth, we had so many questions. We're like, well, what about this? Well, could we do this? Could it get paid at closing?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have this product that does And I think we overwhelm people sometimes, but
I can't imagine.
I know,
that.
Right? I know. So much energy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, we know all this stuff. So we're not like, okay, yeah, I've never heard of that program. It's like,
I want someone energetic on my team. I want someone that asks the questions.
Well, yeah, where it's like, no, we know about that program. Well, can you do this? Can you do this? How can we get can we do a rate buy down? Can we do this? And well, what if you did own a home? And because we've had these situations.
Sure.
And it's experience. Mm-hmm. Having this experience, it's like we know different questions to ask. Ask to get the outcome we want.
Well, especially for those, as you've mentioned, that are coming in from Colorado and out of state, Florida has some unique real estate laws and a lot of things that you have to adhere to that are very different from other states.
Yes, absolutely. And just, yeah, let us take the reins and help you out. And then that way we can do all that. I had some clients that used me and they're amazing and we're going to be selling their home. And I got to meet with them again and they're like, yeah, like we've had all these insurance issues. I'm like, why didn't you call me?
Yes.
And they're like, oh, well, we thought we kind of had it. And I was like, no. Things change. Like the insurance person I had you with 4 years ago is different than someone we're using now because now, again, we're always leveling up, finding better vendors, better services, better options. So I was like, call me. And I've already got them all set.
That's great.
Like, okay, we just got your insurance cut in half.
Wow. I think I'll be giving you a call.
I got got you. I got you, Meg. Like, we have some great people, but again, mm-hmm. different people enter the market, different sure. things, that's all that stuff.
So the market is moving right now.
We've
Very
been
busy.
Really busy. We've been super busy. But yeah, you guys just give us a call. Christine Leavenworth, Google me, follow me on social, send me a message anytime. We love to connect.
Okay, and what's the website again?
Just bestrealtorsinpensacola.com and Christine Leavenworth, 850-378-1260.